because they're 40% off, and tell them how much you miss them, how you long to have them back in your life. It's the perfect time to rekindle your romance and show them that you're ready to commit to a long-term relationship. That is, until just after Thanksgiving, when you break it off all over again.
This message brought to you by Cheap Ass Scumbags. Ask your ex if being a cheap ass scumbag is right for you.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 7 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The suspect accused of this at a Florida high school has been booked on 17 counts of premeditated murder. Nicholas Cruz now moved to Broward County Jail. The president tweeting a short while ago, so many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. Just before the shooting, a fire alarm and orders to evacuate.
And then we heard a bunch of popping, and so I yelled, hey, get back in here. And then right on the PA, Winfred Porter, our admin, said code red, which means there's an active shooter on campus.
Jim Gard, math teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And in the immigration fight, a bipartisan group of lawmakers striking a new deal in the Senate. But President Trump has already threatened to veto. Fox News, we report, you decide.
In the world of morning radio, there are many types of animals. Don't let just any animal in your house. You want highly educated radio professionals like Greg Budell.
As of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Jay Scott.
Toga! Toga!
Emily Hayes.
That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on News Talk 93.1, it's three men and a lady.
Let me report that Rich Thomas has returned to town, and he'll be back with us tomorrow, along with Bailey the Wonder Dog, right? She misses her morning chicken. Jay is here. Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, is here, but Emily is not here.
Shake those maracas.
That's what happens when you miss a hotkey by one. Emily is not here.
What?
Yes. She is.
Shake those maracas.
Okay. Yeah. Without a net.
See what I got to do? I got to screw up to get anybody's attention around here.
I know, but of all the things it clicked on, it had to click on that. It could have been anything. It could have been one of Rich Thomas's sayings.
This is true. This is true.
Now, we're not sure what the problems are, but we have a doctor who has been able to give us, at least based on the symptoms, an idea of what is ailing Emily.
Okay.
Extremely serious. Starts with a slight fever, dryness of the throat. As the virus penetrates red blood cells, the victim becomes dizzy because you experience an itching, a rash. From there, the poison goes to work on the central nervous system, causing severe muscle spasms, followed by the inevitable drooling. At this point, the entire digestive system collapses, accompanied by uncontrollable flatulence, until finally the poor bastard is reduced to a quivering, wasted piece of jelly.
And start speaking French.
Relais, bon ton, relais.
Yeah, don't so, forget that. Other than that, she's fine. No, seriously, she's already at the doctor this morning. I wonder where you get a 7 o'clock.
Doc in the box, gotta be.
Well, I noticed that Dr. Pasley opens at 7.
Oh.
I don't know if she was going there or...
Well, I mean, it is true. Chiropractic can help you with almost any type of issue. But I don't know about this, but that's a nice option. You know, when we keep the crazy hours we do, it's nice to have somebody that's open at an unusual time.
Absolutely.
Jay's got getting together random facts. First, let's get the forecast, and I'll tell you how you can win $10 of free shopping to Food Island and what the specials are this week.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Areas of dense fog could slow you down this morning. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy day. A few sun breaks from time to time. Very warm for February. High in the upper 70s today. Slight chance of showers tonight. Otherwise, look for some patchy fog late. Low 63. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Very warm. Up near 80, which will be close to a record tomorrow. Could be a stray shower around. Rain chances are small Friday, Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's high around 77. Then more scattered showers on Saturday night. Not quite as warm Sunday, high 72. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and a lot more. Get it in the App Store today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, we have a number of situations on the roads this morning already. Action started at 6 o'clock. Let's get the latest from Rick Walker.
Traffic is brought to you by Infusion. Call Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center today at 296-1662 for innovative pain relief. Get back to life with the help of Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working with two pretty good-sized accidents. An 18-wheeler off in the median. They're trying to get it out. Northbound 85 is closed down while they try to get that truck out of the median. That'll be around the 16-mile marker. Traffic beginning to back up back to Mount Meigs now. And over in Millbrook in front of the Walmart, a two-car accident, but they've got the whole westbound side shut down. They're kind of routing traffic around into the turn lane, so be very careful if you're over in that area. That's a pretty serious accident as well. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC. Then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. I'm a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Rich, are you busy at the moment?
Nope.
Can you tell us about MPB?
Let me talk to you about my friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, because having an accident obviously is no fun, but when you do have an accident, there's peace of mind in knowing that these folks at Montgomery Paint and Body are going to take care of you, and they're going to do it right. I've been a customer of theirs for over 30 years. Many different vehicles, including my current vehicle, which was in the shop here the early part of 2016, and when I got it back, it's not only fixed right, but it's also detailed, and that's always an exciting time when they call and tell you that your car is ready to be picked up, because it's going to be just like it came out of the showroom. And they work well not only with customers, but they work well with the insurance companies as well. As good as new, maybe better. That is their tagline at Montgomery Paint and Body. So if you need them, give them a call and take it from me. It's going to be done right. It's going to be done right every time. Call them at 27REC with a W. Tell them I sent you. 27REC with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body. They're on Shirley Lane, just off the Eastern Bypass.
Thank you, Rich, at 7:09. Remember how excited Gaylord was yesterday when he won the pork chops. And at Food Outlet this week, with a $10 gift certificate that you can win if you play and win a Random Facts Pop quiz, you can buy, let's see, $1.56, 7, 8 pounds of boneless pork chops.
Wow.
And still have change left over for some instant grits, or whatever you like to serve. Quaker instant grits, $1.36 for the box. Although I read, or heard rather, in my cousin Vinny, that no real Southerner does instant grits.
This is true. No self-respecting Southerner.
Bailey will be thrilled because chicken tenders are $1.98 a pound. That is a great deal. And what I love about them, you shake a little cricket dust, the most versatile spice on the planet. Throw a little cricket dust on the tenders, plop them on the grill. Leave them on high for about 3 minutes. Flip them over, a little more cricket dust. Just a sprinkle. You don't have to overdo it. And you can sit there and eat healthy chicken. You might want to dip it in a sauce or something, but, and fill yourself up. 2 pounds of chicken tenders would be less than $4. You can get 5 pounds for less than 10. And Carolina Pride rope smoked sausage. This is good stuff. And we're going to have that for breakfast one day next week. $1.39. And what says Valentine's Day better than a nice rump roast at $2.73 a pound? $2.73 a pound. And that's another one that's very easy to cook. Although, if you email me, I'll send you my paste recipe. Ooh. They got spices are so much cheaper at Food Outlet than they are at the stores. And it's all the same name brand stuff. And there's about a half a dozen different spices that you can mix with a little olive oil. It makes a nice thick paste. Then you paste it all over the roast. Pop it in the oven. So the internal temperature is 165, and you are good to go. So, and you can do that at all three food outlet locations. Sound good?
Yummy!
Good. Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook. On Main Street in the Preferred Community or Cat Heaven. Some people actually call it Bradville. And on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And I'll see you there Sunday morning around 7:45. I'm very consistent. At that convenient time of 7-Eleven, we got news. We're going to get another look at the roads because there are multiple situations that deserve your attention. And find out what you should be doing on this day after Valentine's Day.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Awesome!
A Millbrook man has been charged with felony possession of child pornography. Michael Patrick Kaler, age 28, arrested on February the 8th by special agents of the AG's office. Kaler has now been charged, taken to the Elmore County Jail on a $30,000 bond. Authorities looking for suspects involved in at least 40 storage unit burglaries dating back to December 17th of last year. Some of the burglaries occurred at the AAA Mini Storage. A blue Dodge Ram 1500 missing a front bumper is seen on surveillance leaving the facility. If you have any knowledge of this truck or the burglaries, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And a federal appeals court says the execution of Doyle Lee Ham can go forward. Ham is arguing that it would be cruel to put him to death by lethal injection because lymphoma and hepatitis C has left his veins damaged. That is headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
Valentine's Day is over. A few days have gone by, and despite the chocolates, flowers, and jewelry, your significant other hasn't shown any more affection. So let the professionals at Hallmark handle things for you with their line of post-Valentine's Day greeting cards. Options include, roses are red, violets are blue, Valentine's was a bust, you owe me $1.52. I took you to dinner, you ordered steak, so please explain why love we don't make. Had I known on the 14th I wouldn't get booty, I would have stayed on my futon playing Call of Duty. The Hallmark Post-Valentine's Greeting Card Line. Let your lover know how you truly feel. Not guaranteed to improve your relationship, may actually make it worse. Use cards with caution.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies. Wearebt.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Olympic curling, according to the World Curling Federation. It's called curling because when you toss a rock, it naturally curls. You spray water droplets on the sheet so there's friction between the stone and pebble. There are four players playing 10 innings, each consisting of each player throwing two stones down the sheet, alternating shots for a total of 16 stones. You must deliver the curling stone sliding out from the hack and release it before it reaches the front edge of the near hog line. And it must pass the far hog line or it's hogged unless it strikes. tracks a stone in place. Sometimes it results in a race takeout. Two players follow the stone to sweep its path if needed. Sweeping melts the ice and decreases the friction point in front of the rock to make a curler travel further. But if you touch the stone with your broom, that's called burning. The team closest to the button gets a point for each stone that's closer than the opponent's closest stone. Stone's not in the house, do not score unless it's a biter. The team with a hammer retains it if there's a blank end. But if you score with a hammer, you're stealing. And that's how you play Olympic curling. Yeah.
Wow. And now, let's go curling. Through.
And dumb facts.
Oh, God.
That's a great segment.
Man. It was just, you were splitting their hairs right there, man.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll be here all day.
You're close. Did you know the candy bars, Toblerone?
Toblerone, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Airport candy.
Yeah, pretty much. They made an oversized chocolate bar weighing 220 pounds to celebrate their anniversary. Big bar of chocolate.
Mrs. Ritterbuttle gave me a big one yesterday. One of those supersized Hershey things.
Oh, cool.
I don't think I've ever had a Toblerone.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they are. It's pretty good chocolate.
Is it just chocolate, or is there stuff inside of it? Because I see it's triangles.
Some does have nuts.
It's an interesting shape for a chocolate bar.
But let me just remind everybody, the next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts!"
Don't go to Toblerone, go to Tucker Pecan. Because they have chocolate and nutty treats there, yes. Too.
Did you know of Operation Baby Lift?
No.
It was a military venture. It transported over 2,500 Vietnamese babies to the United States during the Vietnam War. Volunteers consisted of flight attendants who had to store babies in overhead bins and under seats.
Wow.
To make room.
Didn't one of those planes crash?
I don't know.
I think that happened. I remember I was traveling back from the West Coast, and it was all over the news that day. Really, really sad stuff. Mm. But they did get quite a few kids out of there.
Yeah. Did you know that walruses can go for more than 80 hours without sleep while swimming consistently?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. 80 hours, no sleep for
the walrus.
A walrus.
Well, then why are walruses generally chubby? If they get that much exercise, you'd think they would be more like an eel.
I mean, more svelte.
Yeah.
That's all that blubber.
Exactly.
Did you? Well, which is also protective, because you got all that stuff in between you and
it's cold.
The bite marks of sharks and everything else going after them. Killer whales. Yeah. Did you know that there's only one president to be buried in Washington, D.C., and I guess he's not actually buried. He's interred.
Buried interred?
Ooh. It must have been a bad one.
His tomb rests on the floor.
I have some suggestions for that idea.
His tomb rests on the floor level in the nave of the Cathedral Church of St. Peter's, St. Peter's and Paul, the National Cathedral, or the Washington Cathedral is actually where it's at. Woodrow Wilson is the only president.
That's appropriate.
Yeah.
Federal Reserve.
Thank you very much. Somewhere we can't come back.
Yeah. Did you know the oldest cheese ever found, this might be gross, was on the necks and chests of Chinese mummies, and it dated back to 1615 BC. It didn't just form there. It was just,
that is they, some aging
something about
cheese.
That doesn't give me a hankering for ranch
right?
dressing.
And, yeah.
Here, have a ham and mummified cheese.
Did you know that the first president to fly on an airplane? You probably know it.
Ooh. Teddy Roosevelt.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep, 1910.
How about that, huh?
You're brilliant.
That was only 7 years after the invention of the airplane.
Yeah, and flying had not exactly perfected safety by that point.
No. You know,
that was a risky thing. But that was TR. He was always doing cutting-edge stuff like that.
Did you know that Seoul, South Korea is the plastic surgery capital of the world?
I thought that was P.F. Chang.
One-third of the women have gone under the knife.
Augmented.
In Seoul, South Korea.
Wow.
Yes. Did you know that before they approached George Foreman as a spokesman, the makers of the grill that would come to have his name on it, obviously I can't say that it's the makers of the George Foreman grill. Well, who are they going to get other than George Foreman if they're calling it the George Foreman grill?
Excellent point.
The makers of that grill had previously considered Hulk Hogan. He, however, decided to pitch the Hulkamania meatball maker instead.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I think that was a mistake.
Oh, Hulk. Boy.
That's what happens. You get dropped on your head a lot during your work. Decision-making skills get somewhat impaired.
Not to mention oxygen deprivation.
Not just that, but I mean, you know, George Foreman been knocked around a lot in his life, too.
This is true.
So.
Yeah, that's true. To be honest with you, whenever you saw one of those Foreman grill spots, and actually the electric grill wasn't bad.
Yeah. I still have one. Yeah, I still have one. I don't use it.
But I never watched George pitching that grill, where I had a moment where I thought, wow, he really was a great inventor. wow, look what he did after his boxing career.
He was originally paid 40% of the profits for endorsing that grill.
Wow.
Yeah. At the peak of the grill sales, he was making $4.5 million a month.
No surprise there. Good. Hey, listen.
Good businessman.
Smart decision maker.
Eventually, they gave him $138 million to use his name perpetually.
Wow.
I'd take that deal.
Yeah. That was after he went a good while earning the $4.5 million a month.
Man.
That's a lot of money.
It is. Wow. For a grill.
Yeah, no kidding.
That thing works.
Let's go to the flea market and see where you can find one of those Hulkamania meatball makers.
I know. Exactly. I got to look that up. I'm going to have to look that up.
Bad mistake.
Did you know that after the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Kennedy, well, Robert Kennedy, after those assassinations, Mr. Rogers went on a show and he explained to children what assassination actually meant in the only way that he can.
I wonder if there's audio of that somewhere.
There probably is. That would be interesting to see if that exists.
Now, he was a Marine, right?
He was, yes. Yeah.
Unreal.
And Tom, no, that's Dr. Seuss. Forgive me. But he is going to play Mr. Rogers.
Tom Hanks is also going to play, yeah.
Are you serious?
Why not? Because there's no other actors.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they would do just to piss me off? They would fire Tom Hanks from playing Mr. Rogers and give it to Alec Baldwin.
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that.
That would make my head explode.
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't dare do that.
Oh, wow. It was an assassination special done with Mr. Rogers.
It's here.
Wow.
Is this too...
That looks like it right there, that second one you were on.
This one here?
I think so. I don't...
Yeah, it is. Let's just give it a quick listen.
Is it the whole thing?
It's 48 seconds.
I've been terribly concerned about the graphic display of violence which the mass media has been showing recently. And I plead for your protection and support of your young children. There is just so much that a very young child can take without it being overwhelming.
Yeah. That's almost eerily appropriate after what happened yesterday.
Yeah, right.
In Parkland, Florida.
Wow.
Did you know the torch of the Statue of Liberty has been closed to the public since it was damaged in 1916 by German agents sabotaging a shipment of munitions bound for Russia?
There was a lot of that stuff that went on, not just during World War I, but II as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big, I don't know if it was a passenger line or something, but the Nazis helped sink a ship right there in New York Harbor. And that is when the FBI asked Lucky Luciano for the mafia's help to protect the ships coming and going out of there. And what did that do? Lucky felt like he deserved better. I think what they did after the war is they extradited him back to Italy. He thought he was going to get a deal, get out and stay in America.
They didn't treat him very well after he helped them.
No, and he stayed there until he died at the age of 65. Well,
wasn't the Lusitania that the Germans knew was carrying munitions, and they actually put out placards saying, don't get on the ship because we're going to sink it. We know it's full of ammo.
I never heard that, but I do know that that's been a long theory on why they went after the Lusitania, that it wasn't just to be ugly.
Yeah, we were shipping munitions to Britain.
Now, they fixed the damage on the torch there, but they still don't allow people to go to go up to it. And finally, did you know that the Alphabet song, you know, just the ABC. Whole... Yep.
The one the cops don't want you to sing when they're doing a sobriety test.
Right, yes.
Read the alphabet, but don't sing it. Okay.
Yep. It was first copyrighted in 1835.
Wow.
1835?
You know, you could copyright
it. Please tell me that's in the public domain now so we don't have to pay a fee. Yeah. Isn't that also the Twinkle Twinkle theme?
And, yes, it
and
is.
One other?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the other one?
Baba Black Sheep.
Ah, how about that? Yeah. The infamous Children's Troika.
Yeah, okay.
I don't speak French as well as Emily does. Still have not received a text yet on possible causes for Emily's boy yesterday. She just was having a rough, rough time.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Rich will be back with us tomorrow, so the much beloved and glorious is here with us this morning. Terry Adams hanging out. We'll do our...
The horns play in my head when you do that.
Me too.
You know what? And so when I don't play them, everybody's hearing horns that aren't there, and I gotta be a little more diligent here. The much beloved and glorious! Prime Minister of Playtime, and since I just played the horns, mm-hmm. and mentioned your name, what's going on at Adams Motorsports?
Oh, a little bit of everything, really. We've got all kind of discounts going on. Of course, the 18 stuff has arrived, so we got a few 17s we're trying to blow out. We got big rebates. We got low interest rates. And, of course, Polaris, which just dominates the off-road. We've got all the Rangers and the Razors in stock. We've got the new little single-seat Razor that they come out with. Basically, it's a modified Ace, but it's more like a Razor. You just have to see it to understand it. I don't know why they did it, but, I mean, the Ace is an awesome machine. I don't see why they went to the trouble of making another single-seat Razor, but it's up to you. It depends on what you want to do with it. Of course, we have big rebates on that. And the cool thing is the manufacturers, when they set this financing up, they get to buy down the lending criteria. It's interesting. So, you know, your credit score, even if before you were turned down, you'll probably get approved because they bought the lending criteria down, which is really cool. We have those guys. We have the new Z900 Kawasaki. If you missed the original Z1 in 1973, the super bike that started it all, the new version, we've got it in stock on the showroom floor. You have got to see this bike. If you're my age, you remember 1973 when the Z1 came out. This will bring back some really cool memories. All the modern technology, fuel injection, ABS, all the great electronic stuff, which makes it very easy to ride. We got all this stuff, man. We got it all in stock waiting for you at Adams Motorsports, and you can even apply for credit online at adamsmotorsports.com.
All right. And by the way, you'll find Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at the infamous Hackle.
That's it.
Hackle. Location. All right. We've got our $10 food outlet pop quiz coming up. But first, the legal eagle and local heartthrob of Montgomery, Chad.
I was
going to
tell Terry, if he wants to get rid of those 17s, all he has to do is leave his door unlocked at night.
Sometimes I don't even have to do that.
Hey, Terry, what do you think about the former Canadian defense minister coming out and saying the Illuminati was real?
Well, he's also come out and said a lot of things about UFOs and aliens and stuff. So.
He's a global warming dude, too.
Yeah, you know, sometimes
he's
it's better
guy's
just...
He's a mixed bag.
Exactly.
You know, you this afternoon, we got a touch, though, this afternoon mm-hmm. on that theory on Nibiru. Mm-hmm.
Nibiru, yeah.
And the whole climate change thing, because yes. that actually made sense to me.
It does make sense. It's scary.
Let me just make one comment about the shooting yesterday out at the high school.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example that... If there's any shooting that should have been stopped, it should have been that one. It's the same story over and over again. Yeah, voted most likely to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Facebook page full of threats. And
Chad, the headline this morning says the FBI was warned about this guy.
Yeah.
But they're too busy chasing down Russian fantasies.
I think Terry will agree with me on this. This is another example of political correctness killing your kids.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to come forward and be the one to have to say the guy's a weirdo.
This has happened in other ones, too, where all of us, there's a long list of people that said, well, I'm not surprised he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a long list of Democrats
something.
Now saying it's Trump's fault.
Well, of course.
Gun control!
Yeah. Everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be good. Have a great morning.
Thanks, later. Chad. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when we come back from this traffic update, we will have today's pop quiz.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The accident in Millbrook on Highway 14 in front of Walmart is cleared away, so that one's out of your way. And they're making significant progress on 85 northbound at the 16-mile marker. Traffic is being released there and starting to flow again. So give that one a few minutes. It's still kind of backed up, but it should be out of your way altogether very shortly. Interstate systems are looking good now that they've got that one out of the way. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway, no problem so far. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Here with today's question, Quizmaster Jay Scott.
All right, we're going back to our very first random fact of the day. Toblerone made an oversized chocolate bar. How much did that chocolate bar weigh? Celebrated their anniversary.
I was here, and we talked about Toblerone, but I forgot that number.
Yeah.
But if you have it handy, call us immediately at 272-9228. 272-9228, and win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. By the way, I don't know that they sell Toblerone at Food Outlet, but all the Valentine's candy that's left there, you probably can walk out with a whole lot of chocolate for $10 at any of the three Food Outlet locations. And now, coming in, and we'll start taking those. First, though, let's get Rich in with the forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Areas of dense fog could slow you down this morning. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy day. A few sun breaks from time to time. Very warm for February. High in the upper 70s today. Slight chance of showers tonight. Otherwise, look for some patchy fog late. Low 63. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Very warm. Up near 80, which will be close to a record tomorrow. Could be a stray shower around. Rain chances are small Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's high around 77. Then more scattered showers on Saturday night. Not quite as warm Sunday, high 72. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and a lot more. Get it in the App Store today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
There's the happy music. It says we're ready to play fun and games here on News Talk 93.1 FM. It is time to get an answer on our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question, and we go to Michael. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Was it 250 pounds?
It was not.
Oh, man.
You are close, but that was not it.
All right, thanks.
Well. Keith.
Yes, how are you this morning?
We're all right. You got that number, the Toblerone number?
I'm going to try 350 pounds.
It was not.
Thank y'all.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm kind of shocked here. Lisa!
Hey, baby. I got the answer because I told my dog's name is Wolf. I told Wolf, I said, well, that sucker weighs twice what Mama does. It's 220 pounds.
Congratulations. You won.
Yay!
So you weigh, if I've done my math correctly here, that means you weigh 110 pounds.
You're phenomenal.
Right?
No, I'm short and muscular.
Oh.
I'm army.
I understand, but you had said that the Toblerone weighed twice what Mama did.
Yeah, I weigh 110 pounds.
And it's all muscle. I think that's
well,
what you said.
I kind of broke a few bones, so I'm not toned as I used to be. But
oh, I've been hit by a bus. I'm not as toned as I used to be.
Oh, my God. I heard about that.
Three times.
Jesus, what were you doing, honey?
Actually, given my history, I just want to emphasize that in none of the three times in which I was the victim of a pedestrian vehicle collision was I intoxicated.
Okay. But it would have made more sense had you been intoxicated.
I know.
But you know?
Unfortunately, I wasn't.
Yeah, doggone it, it wouldn't have hurt as bad.
You're right. I remember when they were strapping my right arm to my body. Yeah, this would be if I was hammered. Well, listen, we got a $10 food on the gift certificate for you.
Yes, darling. I'll be in Montgomery tomorrow. I'm living in Prattville now. So if I can stick around and get the address, I'll get the bus to, you know, ride me by y'all's place.
Jay is going to give you that information right now. Well, how about that? Look who's here this morning. It's our friend Cooter.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Mr. Cooter.
The answer is 100 kilo.
Why were we converting kilos to pounds? I know. It was the baseball player that got caught with all the coke.
What is this?
No, the candy bar was 100 kilos, seriously.
Is that right?
Is that the right answer?
No. We already had the winner.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honest.
But it was 100 kilo, right?
I just need the city.
I don't know how much a kilo is compared to a pound.
2.2 pounds per
yes,
kilo.
Yes, 100 kilos.
Yeah, that's how we converted the cocaine. From that story the other day involving Esteban Loaiza.
Hey, did Operation Baby Lift?
Who?
The plane that crashed was the very first plane that was bringing the babies out.
Oh, the
that
first
was back
one?
In, was it 74, 76, somewhere around there?
75.
75.
That was when, right after the war ended. Right?
I was returning, I was out there.
What's the city?
It was Promoting Lady.
Their big first big hit.
And I had just finished my first tour of duty at A&M Records for Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, and was flying back when that story broke.
Wow.
I was in the Air Force Station right here at Maxwell Air Force Base at the time.
Where was that crash?
I think it happened over there as it was taken off, right?
It's right after it took off. Soon after it took off.
That's sad.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it may have had an issue with, because it was a huge plane.
Mm-hmm.
One of those C-5s.
Oh, yeah.
Galaxy, yeah.
They initially thought there was an explosion, but the after checking, they found out that, you know, that big ramp, rear ramp that raised up in the back, the catches that latched into the place were not securely latched, and the pressure, I guess, blew it off. The pilots kept it up for a while, man. They got leveled out and tried to get back around to the base, and they made a long way. And when they did set it down, it sort of belly landed it. Mm-hmm. It could have been a lot worse than it was.
Yeah. Wow.
We appreciate the info.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks.
Yeah, I knew, because Jay had mentioned that those evacuations and random facts, and that was a horribly sad story, and it's always, you know, when you're getting ready to fly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You don't want to hear stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. 739, I remember in the late 70s, there was some type of issue with the DC-10, which was a very popular jumbo jet.
Very much so, yes.
And they were having these catastrophic accidents all over the place, and I think they finally shut the whole fleet down until they figured out structural error was or what it was that could go wrong and cause those to... But I remember I was supposed to be on one of those, and I changed to a different flight.
I don't blame you.
Not until they figured out what the cause of the problem was going to be.
I remember that vaguely, yeah.
Coming up a little bit later, you know what? You don't have to diet to lose weight. Aren't you excited to find out how you're going to accomplish that?
No.
You're not interested in
No.
that. It doesn't require...
No.
Okay. There's plenty of other stuff we can talk about here. We're going to celebrate Chris Farley's 54th birthday today by playing the Chris Farley-Paul McCartney interview from Saturday Night Live.
I've never heard this.
And it has nothing to do with the fact I need to fill in a little extra time so I can go smoke. It's got nothing... Nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
Later on, we're going to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card worth $10. See anything in the conundrum list that
you're giving away more stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're going to do that conundrum.
And actually, last night, I got some. I went to, you know, we had our gathering at Baumhauer's last night.
Yes, sir.
Have you met the beard?
I've spoke to him. I gave him a piece of cake, but I didn't actually sit down and talk to him.
He was there with Mrs. Beard last night. And great guy. Wonderful family. Beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a nice goodie bag from Jack Ingram. And I thought that was so
cool. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's all real useful stuff, too.
Well, we both love Jack Ingram. We're
absolutely.
Both customers there, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Jack Ingram, by the way, I have the privilege of sharing with you information about a very special group of cars there. Now, all their signature pre-owns, we have purchased three. Mm-hmm. And I have, it's my policy to never ask you to spend your money where I haven't or wouldn't spend my own. And the fact is, I didn't do it because, you know, they're supporting the show. That's great. I love that and I appreciate that. They just have great products. And I see they sold three yesterday. That's why if you hear a particular price or model that I mentioned when I talk about these cars under 10, you don't want to wait too long because they can come and go rather quickly. Mm-hmm. The inventory changes. Great stuff if you have a new driver in the family and you have such an array of choices. Everything from economy sedans like that beautiful little Ford Focus to large SUVs. A lot of parents prefer a new driver to be in a car that's got a little, you know, damage protection, so to speak.
Absolutely.
There's a Tahoe and a Nissan Xterra in there, both of them at $6,800. When you take a look at these vehicles, click through the pictures, you'll see these are not cars. Your new driver won't be, I'm going to be embarrassed to be driving that. Look, I know what that's like because I had to drive my dad's 66 Plymouth Fury station wagon, and no 16-year-old feels cool running around in one of those.
Station wagon.
Really? I mean, the thing was, I think it's now serving in the Carnival Cruise Fleet.
It's a land yacht.
Huge. Yep. Huge. So I get that. I understand that. The choices you have here, cars are in excellent condition, inside and out. And, most importantly, the engines have gotten the seal of approval from the Ingram team of mechanics because they don't play any games when it comes to trades. Most of the cars they take in trade in that family of dealerships go off to auction. They have to earn their way into this category. So you're looking at a very special group. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or look them up online and click the pictures at Jack Ingram. SignatureUseCars.com and tell Tip Tames and that great team over there you heard about them here.
Business Network. Qualcomm is back to talking with Broadcom about the two chip makers merging. Reuters says Qualcomm representatives met with executives from Broadcom yesterday. Broadcom has offered more money for Qualcomm. Warren Buffett's investment firm just bought more than 31 million shares of Apple stock and purchased nearly 19 million shares of Teva Pharmaceutical Industries. The firm Berkshire Hathaway sold 2 million shares of IBM. McDonald's is making its Happy Meals healthier. The kids' meals no longer will automatically come with cheeseburgers and chocolate milk. Instead, you will need to specially order those menu items. The latest changes will happen by June. The Dow Jones Industrials rallied yesterday up 253 points. NASDAQ added 130. S&P gained 35. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The voice of Montgomery.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We mentioned an hour ago in the Cheap and Trashy, Chris Farley would have been 54 today. So let's remember him in one of his best.
You remember when you were with the Beatles and you were supposed to be dead and, there's all these clues that, like, he'd play some song backwards and it'd say, like, Paul is dead. And everyone thought that you were dead or something.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a hoax, right?
Yeah, I wasn't really dead.
Right. You remember Beatlemania? Where those four guys, they dressed, went on stage and they looked like you and then they played Beatles songs and... Man.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That was awesome. I think we've got time for one more question. Remember when you were in the Beatles and you did that album Abbey Road, and at the very end of the song, song it goes, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. You remember that?
Yes.
Is that true?
Those are days from Saturday Night Live. We can all hug and appreciate.
Yeah, really.
Chris Farley would have been 54 today. It is 7:49. We're going to do a conundrum. We're going to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card worth $10. And Jay, Emily can give you the message in French.
Pasez-le bon temps roulé.
What does that mean at Seafood Bistro?
Oh, at Seafood Bistro. Let the good times roll.
Ah!
And they always are.
At
the Seafood Bistro, yes, they are.
Yeah, roulette table. Yeah.
And they are doing that with a massive menu of fantastic food. Maybe you're not up for some of the fried stuff. Maybe you're doing that whole cutback thing. They got salads that can take care of that for you with the house salad, the Bistro, which I think is recommended by one of our callers, Bo Holt. The seafood salad. The fish salad, the shrimp salad. And then if you want some of that fried stuff as well, in a salad they can do it. Fried crawfish, fried oyster, all that great stuff for just salads. They got the fish snacks, which are all under $6, mostly under $5. And then, of course, you get into the po' boys. The appetizers are delicious, and the side items are wonderful. The gumbo, the red beans and rice, everything is great at the Seafood Bistro. They're still at 5780 Woodmere Boulevard, and we'll be there for some time here, but they're about to be moving into a new location on Perry Hill. If you want to get an update on how that whole thing is going on, you can like them on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. You'll get updates about it. Not only pictures of the great food that they're cooking at the Seafood Bistro, but also the progress that they're making in the new location as well. Call them at 279-7500 or go online to theseafoodbistro.com. You can place your order there, and they'll have it ready for you whenever you go to pick it up. They open up at 11 o'clock today and every day. It's the Seafood Bistro, on Woodmere Boulevard.
And a lot of notes, people missing Rich, and of course, we all do. The situation he's had to go through, so we were all with him through the entire experience, and he is back safely home in Montgomery and will rejoin us tomorrow morning. Good. And Emily, if you were listening yesterday morning, she was clearly not feeling well. And Emily's no wimp. Emily is a trooper, so if she's able to do it, she will. The show will go on. But the brilliance of Rusty Aldrich has provided us with yet a third edition of the things that Emily says, and we'll have that coming up, so some of you can get your Emily fix that way. If you missed it last hour, I thought, for those of you who have ever been stuck on a flight next to a screaming kid.
Sure.
That or kid kicking the back of your seat.
Yeah. That's no fun.
No.
We found this audio clip. This, imagine, it's bad enough it's on an hour, two-hour flight, and you got a kid that just cannot stop screaming. This is audio that was taken from a Lufthansa Air flight from Germany to Newark, New Jersey.
Wow, that's a long flight.
You know, in addition to the length of the flight, I'm wondering why anybody would want to leave Germany to go to Newark. For any reason, unless they were changing planes there to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So what you'll hear here is that screaming child, followed by a very clever adaptation to the kids screaming into music. Listening to the Dan Moore Show. That was just the use of Who music. Yesterday, maybe I get a little uptight over stuff like this.
What?
But Joey was suspicious of this caller to begin with, so putting him on the air, and I think it's around, well, I don't know, 3:23. Clearly, happy hour has been on for a bit.
Yeah.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I said, it's not my birthday. He said, sure it is. I said, it was your birthday. I said, no, it's not my birthday. Thanks for listening. I think it's a guy he's been calling, and he starts out with this, hey, friendly, hey, happy birthday, kind of, you know. Yeah. And then he's got an agenda.
Of course.
On convenience stores. And I heard it once, and that was more than enough. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a big plot.
And he opens the door by wishing a happy, regardless of what day, regardless of if it is or isn't.
No, he just thought he was calling Dan, it was Dan Morris's show. He hadn't heard me come on. It's not like I come on anonymously and say, guess my name. Or that Dan has a very distinct speaking delivery, and so do I. It just annoyed me.
Hmm.
And it's not because I take myself that seriously. You believe that, don't you?
No.
Oh, come on. You know that.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. We are going to do today's conundrum and give away that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card first. Mr. Sandman. Maybe that's why that kid was screaming.
Didn't get a good night's sleep on a Mr. Sandman mattress.
On a crappy mattress.
That's true.
That'll make anybody cranky.
Yes. Now, I'm going to put it in plug for Seafood Bistro also. A group of us went there after church Sunday, and the po' boys, I've never seen as many shrimp piled on bread as I have. Saw there.
Right.
It was they were piled high. I mean, you had to, you know, eat them off of the fork before we could even think about picking up the sandwich. Wow.
It's like, it's basically two, it'll feed two people.
Yeah, I brought one of those home for Mrs. Ritterbottle once, and I got to eat half.
And if you're just one person, you get two meals out of it.
Absolutely. And I had the fish salad, and it was very good. So, all right, but now I get the important stuff, mattresses. We've got lots of mattresses on sale. We are in the probably about a month, month and a half away from start moving back to our normal location. Mm. And I don't want to move 500 mattresses.
No.
So please come. I will make you a deal. I mean, if you want absolutely luxurious mattresses or you just want a decent mattress for a guest room or a child's room, come see us. We have got them. And we've got beautiful beds and headboards I don't want to have to move. Just got through marking those down. Some of them are way below the original wholesale prices. So, you know, pillows, we're not going crazy on those because those are easy to move. But I do have sales on my latex pillows, my memory foam pillows, my shoulder pillows, my lavender-infused pillows, just all sorts of nice pillows. But if you're looking for good mattresses, a nice, pretty bed or headboard, some bedroom furniture or pillows, come see us. We will save you money over anybody in town, no matter what their ads claim. Now, we don't guarantee to beat somebody's prices because that's ridiculous. But we do have, if you just go in and just ask for our price, it's going to be lower than anybody's price they've given you on this comparable merchandise.
This is not just a message for a great product and a great business run by a great guy. This is a humanitarian plea. Help him to not have to move all of those mattresses back to the original location and take
them. And we're making deals in Millbrook also, so don't leave them out. If you live up that way, go by Millbrook. They'll call me and get a price on something and make you a good deal there also.
Of course. So, and let's give those locations and hours.
10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass in the old Rudd Furniture Building just down from Faulkner. In Millbrook, we're 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side in a little shopping center next to the Citgo across from the Dollar General.
We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. There's your mission. You know, go mattress shopping, work up an appetite, and celebrate your purchase at Sifu Bistro.
There you go.
You got it all figured out. Now you can win that $10 gift card. With the conundrum, we're not going to start taking calls just yet because we're close to the top of the hour, a fresh edition of Fox News. But here's what it's going to be.
In 3, 2, 1.
One in three people. One in three people.
What are you... You about to recommend that you're the Lollipop Guild, or what are you doing there?
I sound...
Now you sound better. You sound fine now.
Like my body was temporarily taken over by...
Could it be Satan?
Yeah. One in three people are more likely to want to meet you through a dating website if you have this in your photo. Again, one in three people would be much more inclined to want to meet you if you have this in your dating website photo. You don't have to be single to be able to answer this one. Just give it some thought, and we'll start taking calls in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Here on Three Men and a Lady, which has been temporarily replaced by three gracefully men. Aging radio professional, super nerd, and your professional conspiracy expert. Terry Adams with us, and we appreciate you coming in, man.
Thanks. Thanks for the invite.
Because we've been decimated with cruel twists of fate. Traffic has been an issue this morning, too, almost since we got on the radio. Let's see what the latest is from Rick.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Thursday morning's going well. One accident on the books right now. It's on Taylor Road at the ramp to 85 southbound. We do see some extra traffic on 65 southbound, the rush hour crowd from Cobbs Ford Road down past Highway 143. That should lighten up.